It is 9:31 and it's Wednesday, which means it's time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every week we talk with either Dr. J. Vance Vandegrift or today Dr. Brian Adler about various health concerns. And today we're going to be talking about allergies, and they do allergy testing at South Strand Internist. And of course, it's about that time of the year. Good morning, Dr. Adler.
Good morning, Jim.
As I was telling you before the phone, because of the incredibly warm winter we had here, I had a bad flare-up in February with allergies that I think that was tree pollen. I can't keep track of them. Now I'm getting mildly irritated by what I guess is grass pollen, although we still have tree pollen as well. So it's one of those things that actually kind of runs in cycles during the year. And you were telling me before we went on the air, there's actually even a time during winter when people are coming in with these seasonal allergies. But this is the time when people think about it the most, I think, when you're into the spring, late spring. And I guess it's something you see all the time. And for some people, it's just kind of a nuisance. Maybe it is with most folks. But with some people, it can be a very serious problem.
That's correct, Jim. We've seen people in here quite frequently who are having just terrible sinus symptoms. They're having drainage, itchy eyes, headaches. Some people are having cough, breathing issues. Some are having skin issues. And many of these things, again, are caused by environmental allergies that people may not necessarily recognize because, again, their symptoms may not be all the time. Many are coming in at different seasons, different times of the year when they're being triggered. So, for example, the early spring with the pollens that begin and various grass, like you mentioned, tree pollens and different things will trigger a lot of that. Often what brings people into the office are infection. Many people are having frequent sinus, head cold, bronchial infections, breathing issues, and we treat them, and then they come back, and the symptoms keep coming back, and they keep having reoccurring symptoms over the period of weeks, months, or even longer. And many of these folks do have underlying allergies that have never really been identified or addressed.
Well, I mean, for some folks, it can be a nuisance. In February, mine eventually developed into a sinus infection, so it can be something that we don't want to take lightly. Let's talk about the testing itself before we get into maybe some of the treatments. The testing itself, some folks can come by and just get some over-the-counter type stuff, and it helps them. But for folks who have more severe, give us a little bit of a description of what the allergy testing is like, since you do it right there in Surfside.
So, again, people that are having either seasonal or what we call perennial, which are year-round symptoms, and many of these individuals have tried over-the-counter allergy medications with very little benefit, and where, again, it seems as though allergy may play a role, then we will do formal allergy testing, and that's done by a skilled clinical team who are trained in allergy testing that are doing very small punctures of the skin, putting a very small amount of each of these different environmental allergens, which could be either pollen or mite, dust, mold, a variety of different things that people react to under the skin in different individual injections. And then we measure and monitor the reaction. Typically, people will get no response or reaction whatsoever. Or they may get a small little area where it's red, or it may be extreme, and again, that points to a high allergy. If they get a big wheal, a big area that's red that swells, and again, looking at the pattern of how people react to these various allergen injections tells us what people are most highly sensitive to. So the things that we are testing for are various animal dander, different substances from dog, cat, hair, mites, which again are what most of the must or the mites are causing dust in our homes, insects, small mites and things that we can become sensitized to. Molds are a big problem, particularly in the winter months when we run our heat pump and people are spending more time indoors. And molds, particularly with a lot of people that have either, again, moisture in the house, older homes, older condominiums where there may have been some moisture in the sheetrock or in the walls. There can be molds that are in the air. And then, of course, the outdoor allergens, which, again, include all the various tree and plant materials. So, you know, these are the things that we're testing for in addition to some of the various food allergies, which are now becoming pretty significant as a source of people who are having problems. So we can test for these and determine how significant the reaction is. And then based on that, we can make a serum, which again is done in a specialty lab that does nothing but allergy, that actually will make a mixture of these substances in varying concentrations. So basically we're re-immunizing people against these things to trigger their immune response, basically to be able to handle these things. We start with very, very small amounts. Over weeks and months, they increase the concentration to the point where the body's immunity now is strong enough to counteract the reaction.
That is really fascinating that you come up with these custom treatments like that. Quickly, how long does the test take, and how long does it take to get the results?
Well, the actual testing probably takes about an hour or more. It's done by, again, someone who is highly trained to observe, watch, monitor. The results typically come back within a week. We sit down, review all that information with the patient, tell them whether or not they're a good candidate for allergy injection or what we call allergy immunotherapy. Now there's several options. You can either get the shots on a weekly basis, or now it's actually available in a substance you can actually take under your tongue. So it doesn't always necessarily require an injection. And again, people will begin with weekly, and then they'll start going to every other week, and then eventually monthly. Over the period of several months, again, the body will begin to develop an immune response where, again, many of these allergy symptoms are eliminated. So they're not going to get an immediate response, but they will over the period of maybe 30, 60 days. And many have had tremendous relief once we've been able to address what they're allergic to and, again, be able to successfully treat these specific allergens so that they're no longer plagued by the reaction, you know, to, again, all these environmental elements that might be affecting sinuses, their breathing, various skin disorders, eczema, wheals, overreaction to the skin. A lot of people are constantly breaking out from things, and a lot of these symptoms can dramatically be improved.
I've heard people who got allergy shots say that they really worked. Do you have a preference, or does it depend on the person, on how you treat these allergies as far as shots versus oral or even nasal sprays?
Well, again, it depends on the severity, and it depends, again, on, again, what people respond best to. Sometimes we will try the less invasive and try the what we call sublingual therapies to see if we can get a good response to the allergens. If they're not responding, often we'll switch to the injections. So again, you know, we're seeing more people now that are having favorable responses to taking the medications under their tongue. So again, we're seeing that different people respond differently. So you have to individualize the treatment for each patient. And we've had good response with both.
I do want to wrap this up by saying that in February, it was either you or Dr. Vandegrift, who I was complaining about the allergies I was dealing with, said to try Flonase, which is a nasal spray, which apparently was until last year was prescription level, but is now over the counter. And I was really surprised how well it worked. So I got lucky with that one. But and folks, you may want to try that. But if you're dealing with allergies, and this is the time of the year when we're outside so much, and you know, we're gardening, we're mowing, we're all this kind of stuff, you might want, if it's really bothering you, you might want to consider getting the test. And you can get those at South Strand Internis on Glens Bay Road in Surfside Beach. Their phone number, 843-650-4006, 650-4006. And a reminder that these programs are now available 24 hours a day in podcast form at southstrandinternus.com. Really interesting stuff. Thank you, Dr. Adler, for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim.